This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين My beloved brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We continue with our series around the barzakh and dying and the path that all of us should take. May Allah protect us. As we said, that death is the separation of the soul from the body. And at the moment of death, just as there is a birth, as we are born, the pangs of birth and labor, as we come into the dunya, there's a type of pain or labor that happens at the moment of our death. And this is called the sakaratul maut. Sakarat, very similar to sakran, meaning drunk. What does this mean? It's when your mind shifts between this world and that world. You are passing in and out of consciousness. Sometimes people pass away in their sleep, but it appears that every single person will go through a stage of sakarat. Allah subhanahu says, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ Then why when the soul reaches the throat? وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ And you at that point in time were looking. There will be a moment, there is a moment, where subhanallah, the body and the soul has separated, and the body actually sees the soul exiting itself. It has this out-of-body experience. And so, subhanAllah, we will talk about the journey of the soul at the moment of death in the next few slides, inshallah. The Nabi came to see, so we're going to mention, what should we do for someone who is at the point of dying? Before we talk about our own journey, what do we do at the point of someone that is dying? So the Nabi came to Abu Salama, the great Sahabi, as he was on his deathbed, and the Nabi and as Abu Salama passed away, the Prophet closed his eyes and said, when the soul is seized and it leaves the body, the eyes follow. And we almost imagine that if anyone has seen a person die, you would see their eyes drifting. And that is almost watching the soul depart. And then the Nabi says, pray to Allah for good for yourselves, because the angels say Ameen to whatever you utter. So at the moment of death, we should make dua for that person that has passed away. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made a dua. Oh Allah, forgive Abu Salama. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is making dua for the man who passed away, the Sahabi. And oh Allah, forgive Abu Salama. Raise his station among those who are rightly guided. And take good care of his family that he has left behind. Oh Allah, oh Lord of the worlds, forgive him and us. And make his grave spacious and put light therein for him. So all these duas that we are saying, put light in the qabr and make it white. These are from the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that the overwhelming emotion that everybody feels at the moment of death is regret. حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال ربي ارجعون لعلي عمل صالحا فيما تركت. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the moment we pass away, the thing that we would regret the most is, Ya Allah, let me go back just to do some extra good deeds, just to make one more EFT, just to make one more dhikr, just to do one more good deed. But of course, when that moment comes, there is no turning back. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, however, at this very scary moment in time, this is when your faith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you for your faith. We know in the very famous ayah that we recite, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this when the awliya, meaning his friends, pass away. Those who are closest to Allah, he secures them. He brings them a sense of comfort and he gives them a sense of ease as they are passing through this world into the next. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ And at the moment of death, the thing that gives them the best comfort is they get the good news that on the other side, things are much better. And so, that is the inshallah, the easy way that they pass. May Allah grant all of us to pass in that manner. The hadith we're going to mention now is sort of like the mother of all hadith with regards to the passing away. And it's the hadith, and if you ever want to know what we... It's called the hadith of Bara ibn Azib. Bara ibn Azib, Sahabi. So, he narrates this very, very long hadith. And if you ever to ask... If you Google the hadith of Bara ibn Azib, it's this hadith that comes up. Bara ibn Azib is going to tell us a long narration, about what the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said at a janazah. So he says, it was the death of one of the people of the Ansar. So one of the Sahaba died. And so the Jama'ah, the Masjid, everybody went and they carried the, they made Salatul Janazah on the man and they took him to the Maqbara, to the to Baqi al-Gharqat, to Baqi, Janatul Baqi. And when they got to the cemetery, to the graveyard, the grave had not been dug yet. So they were all sitting with the Nabi Sallam waiting for them to dig the grave. And while they were digging the grave, the Nabi Sallam looked up in the sky and looked down at the Qabr. And he did this three times. He looked up and down, and then he said, ask Allah. He's telling, the Nabi Sallam is telling the Sahaba, ask Allah for protection from the punishment of the grave. Ask Allah for protection from the punishment of the grave. And he repeated this two or three times to the Sahaba. Then the Nabi Sallam said, oh Allah, I seek protection in you from the punishment of the grave. The Nabi Sallam, even I, him, is seeking, oh Allah, save me from the torment of the Qabr. Then he said, now the Nabi Sallam is explaining what is happening. What's happening to the soul at this moment in time? And there are two journeys. There's only two journeys we will take. And it's a scary thing to think about. Every single one of us will go via option one or option two. The Nabi Sallam says, verily, the believing servant, when leaving this life and journeying into the next life, the year after, just in that moment of Sakarat, between life and death, while he's in and out of consciousness, he's talking to his family, then he zones out to the, or zones into the barzakh. At that moment in time, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, angels will start descending, for the good person, will start descending, like filling his room, angels. And they will be bright like the sun. And they will be as far as he can see. Now subhanAllah, depending on his status, the person who is very, very good, he is sent a delegation. So much that the room is packed with these angels, shining like the sun. He can't see the end of them. They all come to visit him. And they come with gifts. They come with a kafan, with a garment from Jannah. Now the garment, the kafan of the, subhanAllah, the body is going to be kafaned by the people on the dunya, while the soul is going to be kafaned by the angels. There's a ritual happening for the body and there's a ritual happening for the soul. So the angels come down from dunya, from the Jannah, and they bring with them a kafan. And they bring with it fragrance, the best fragrance you could ever smell through the heavens. Then they will sit around him. And then they will be waiting until Malik al-Maut, the angel of death, comes. And then the angel of death will arrive and he will sit at the head of the person. And the angel of death will say, oh good soul, oh virtuous soul, oh pious soul, come out to the forgiveness and the pleasure of your Lord. It's time to come. It's time to leave this dunya. And Malik al-Maut will speak to the person in such a beautiful way, and such a soft way, and such a nice way, that the angel, that the soul itself will leave the body. It will not be dragged out. It will leave on its own account, and it will come out as water is poured out from a jug. And then Malik al-Maut will extract the soul. And he not leaving it in his hand for longer than a blink of an eye. Malik al-Maut only base, like, you know, he just touches it for a moment. And then he passes it on to the angels of mercy and forgiveness. And he gives it to them. And then they wrap him up. They cover him up with his kafan from Jannah. And they will cover him with sweet smelling fragrances and musks. As which nothing on the earth can compare. No perfume on the earth can compare to that. Then they will take him basically by his hand. And so the body is there, had just died. The soul had been disconnected from the body, and now the angels say, come, we are taking you up. They are taking the soul up and up and up. And so the malaika then ascend with the soul. And as they're going through the heavens, there are angels all around the samawat, angels coming and going, do whatever. And as they pass a group of angels, they will say, wow, who is this? Every angel they pass by will remark at how wonderful the soul smells. And the angels will say, this is Muhammad or Fatima, the one who used to pray. This is Muhammad or Fatima, the one who used to do this and that. And they will mention your best praises. And they will remember and mention the best deeds you did in your life. The things that will make you happy. You know, subhanAllah, in the dunya, while your body had just died, the people will mention the things you did in your life. And now the angels are doing the same, for good or for bad. But they will mention, inshallah, for the person, a good thing. And they will mention him with the best of names. Until he reaches the lowest sama. Now there are seven samawat, and each sama there's a barrier, there's a door, there's a gate. And they will reach the level, the lowest sama. And at that point, they will ask permission for the doors of the sama to open. And if the person is a good person, the doors of the sama would be opened, and the soul will be welcomed, and they will be gathered, and the soul will rise up. And subhanAllah, it will rise up and up. Like the Nabi Sallallahu took the Isra and the Mi'raj, it will rise all the way to the highest Sama. Just before Jannah, right to the highest Sama. And at that point, a voice will call out, and this inshallah is the voice of Allah, who will say, write the book, write the name of my servant in Al-Illiyin. Put his name in the book, Al-Illiyin. What is Illiyin? Illiyin is the register of the people of Jannah. It is the list of all the names of people going to Jannah. So at that point already, that soul is told by Allah, your name will be in that register. And that, and Allah says, what will make you understand in Surah Al-Mutaffifin? وَمَا الْإِلِّيُّونَ It is the book that is that bear witnesses to those closest to Allah, and is the book will be written, and his name will be written in Al-Illiyin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, now return him to the earth, meaning take the soul back down. For I promised them, I have created them from the earth, and then I shall return them to it, and from it I will resurrect them. So now the soul must go back to the qabr. He, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, and right, so now the soul will descend, and we'll talk about what happens when he reaches the qabr. So the angels will take him down, and they will place him, and he'll basically be attached somehow, not into the body, but attached with the body. And so he will then be away. This is when the soul will say, guys, hurry up. Get done with my janazah now. I need to go to my qabr. You're wasting time. And now the imam makes a long dua and all of this. Yeah, come. Take me, make my janazah salah, and so I can go to my qabr. The Nabi says, as for the disbelieving slave, as for the wicked person, at the moment of his death, and when he's leaving this world into the next, the world turns dark, and the angels from Jahannam descend upon him. And they will look extremely terrifying. They will look harsh. They will look angry. And their faces will be dark. And they will come with them some kind of garment from Jahannam. Now you can imagine this is some kind of fire or some kind of clothing from Jahannam to wrap the soul up. And he will see these creatures all around him waiting for him to come out. And then the angel of death would walk in, and the angel of death would come to his head, and the angel would say, now come out, O wicked soul, to the anger and the displeasure of Allah. Come out now to the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the soul will retreat into the body. It will pull back. And the angel of death will then drag the soul out. As we know, as a comb is pulled through wool, or a piece of silk is dragged through a thorn bush. And the soul is dragged out, and then it is passed on to the angels of Jahannam. And in the Quran it mentions how they would beat the soul, and they would harm the soul, and they will put clothing of Jahannam on the soul. And then the soul will give out such a disgusting, horrible smell. Anything around it that smells it will be repulsed by it. And then they will take the soul up, dragging it towards the Sama. So he also goes up. But when he reaches the first Sama, the doors will be shut. And the angels will say, there is none in the Sama that wants to see the soul. Nobody here wants to see him. He has no permission to come near to the Samawat. And so then it will be said, Allah, then the voice will be said, write for him his name in As-Sijjin. As-Sijjin. And what is As-Sijjin? It is the record of the people of Jahannam. It is the name. So your name now, may Allah protect, is in the records of Jahannam. And the doors of the Samawat will be shut. And Allah mentions in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْهَا لَا تُفَتَّحُ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ So Allah says in the Quran that those who disbelieve, the doors of the Sama will be shut to them. And then his name will be written in As-Sijjin, and Allah will then say, and return him to the dunya, to return him to the earth. He will repeat the same thing. As he was created from the earth, he will be returned, and he will be resurrected once again. The angels will not bring him down gently, but they will hurl him down. They'll basically drop the soul all the way down back to the earth. And subhanAllah, at that point in time, the soul now knows that his qabr and his adab is waiting. And so when he is sort of back attached to his body, that's when he would say, do not take me, do not take me, as the people are moving. And he will be aware of every footstep. He will be aware. The soul at that point in time is aware of the people around him, about what the people are saying about him. And so they would then take him to the maqbara. And so in the hadith, the Nabi says, verily, when he is buried, so now the janazah salah happens, and it's not in the slides, but subhanAllah, the Nabi, it's always good to have a big janazah. The Nabi says, the person who has a janazah of 40 believing people, if 40 people stand at your janazah, then inshallah, this is a good indication that you'll enter Jannah. These people are witnesses for you. Think about it. These are people, they're standing at your janazah, they're saying, Ya Allah, we testify that this man is a Muslim, this lady is a Muslim. This person was a believer. And the first people to judge you are going to be the people at your janazah. Depending how you lived, is how big your janazah is going to be. If you are a person that the people love, the people support, the people admire, the people had respect for, they will come and make time. They will, you know what, I'll take that hour from my day to come to his janazah, to her janazah. Subhanallah. And the bigger the janazah, mashallah, the better. And as for the other person, as some of the scholars said, some people, they pass away and you look at who's at their janazah. There's no one of value or substance. It's actually shameful that those are the people that they accompanied and spent time with. Criminals, other kinds of sinners, they are the ones at the janazah. And so subhanAllah, may Allah grant us a good janazah and a big janazah. And so then once the janazah is done, and your final rites, subhanAllah, it's amazing that the final place you leave is the masjid. For the believer, of course, the masjid. And then you are carried to the maqbara, to the cemetery, and you are lowered into the qabr with your head first on your right side facing the qibla. And they would say, Bismillah ala millati Rasulillah. They will mention in the name of Allah, may you enter on the path of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he will be aware of the footsteps around him. And so then when the grave is filled and the sand is placed on top of you, he will listen until the last of the footsteps leave. And when they finally leave, that is when the fitna of the qabr. Now there's a difference between the fitna of the qabr and the adab of the qabr. The fitna of the qabr is the questioning, the trial, the test of the qabr. And the adab of the qabr is, of course, the punishment of the qabr. Not everybody will experience, and may Allah protect us, the punishment of the qabr. Some will experience the na'im, the reward, the pleasure of the qabr. For some people, the qabr will be a jannah, like we say, rawdatun min riyadil jinan. It will be a type of jannah for him. But everybody, with a few exceptions, will be tested. And that will be the last test of the believer. The last time they will be tested with the iman will be at the fitna of the qabr. And inshallah, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Bi-ibnillah, the fitna of the qabr and the adab of the qabr. Bi-ibnillah, may Allah protect us and may Allah grant us safety and security. Ameen, ameen. We just go quickly to our quiz. We said, how many days in the womb is the soul blown in? 4 months. So after 4 months in the womb of the mother, the soul is brought in. And therefore, before that 4 months, technically that soul is not alive. Or that baby or that fetus is not alive. We do not perform janazah salah if that fetus is aborted or is miscarried. After that, it's a living person. Let's see who... Roshana van der Skaif? Is Roshana here? Is that yes or no? No. Oh, sorry. Let's see. Mikael Adams. MashaAllah. Mikael, MashaAllah. I don't see any other sisters here. So I'm... Almaz Sali. Not here? Not here either. Okay. And let's see here. Thoban Basir. Thoban? Thoban here? Okay. Alhamdulillah. There wasn't any ladies. JazakAllah khair. Tonight's question. What is the question that will not be asked in the grave? Okay, subhanAllah, so we didn't get there. But tomorrow we'll talk about the fitna of the qabr. You'll be asked 3 questions. And we'll mention that tomorrow. But for those who know the hadith, which is not a question? So you'll be asked 3 questions. Will you be asked, who is your Lord? Will you be asked, who is your religion? What is your religion? Will you be asked, what is your qibla? Or will you be asked, who is the man that was sent to you about the Rasul? Which of these four is not going to be a question in the qabr? And perhaps something to think about now. And we'll give the answer tomorrow, bi-idhnillah. Jazakallah khair. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad wa alayhi wa sahbihi sallam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.